This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. This is the first day in a while that we haven't been really busy with a lot of phone calls, so if you're thinking about calling, you probably will have as little a wait today as we can possibly do. We're going to go back to the issues about race relations in America and the cops and what we're taught as children and bigotry and all that kind of less than cheerful stuff. But I just thought that this is one of those stories. We should probably have a segment, man, and it's called What's the Point About Being Stupid Unless You Can Show It?
Yeah.
And this would definitely fit into it. A woman melted her tub after she tried to barbecue a brisket in it.
In a bathtub?
Yeah. The question is, was it porcelain or fiberglass? I suppose either would melt, but it's a little hard to tell. And there was no comment about how the brisket turned out. So apparently it's not the first time this has happened. Someone tried to use a charcoal grill in the living room to cook. What kind of folk are thinking that it's a good idea to barbecue in the house? She said the water from the tub poured on the neighbors below. She melted the thing. I mean, that's ridiculous.
So she put, like, hot coal. So she put coals in the bathtub and poured lighter fluid on them and then tried to fire up the grill.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the picture looks like it's got two aluminum foil plant pans. But every once in a while, someone will, like, use a hibachi inside, and people die from it, from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point. What's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? Yeah. This is another sort of, I don't know if this is called stupid as much as irritating. Apparently, built a station in Alaska has been playing Bill Withers' album, Just As I Am, night and day for more than a month. I mean, isn't that considered cruel and unusual at some point? I guess you don't have to listen to the radio station. They said it's one of the greatest albums of all time. It turns out it's a volunteer radio station with no volunteers. Manny, does this resonate with us at all?
Oh, my God.
It has a bumpy history. Out North, an alternative arts organization headquartered in the Grandview Library on DeBar Road, began exploring the possibility of launching its own nonprofit station in the 90s. According to the FCC, the application was granted in August of 2009, signed on sort of in 2012, playing four sounds while it got its programming act together. Well, I don't know. Bill Withers, four sounds, I don't know. You choose. At the end of 2003, Out North closed up shop, laid off its staff, and within a month pulled the plug. We got it back on the air 2 years ago, but without enough people willing to commit to manning the board, the product was spotty. You can't go dark and keep the license. So I loaded the album on my iPod, added some station IDs, and put it on a loop. Don't tell Ted about this. He was previously a broadcaster in Chicago doing traffic reports, the worst job he said he ever had. He came to Alaska to work at a public radio station. The community station reawakened his love of the airwaves. Radio's like the last free medium out there. Well, so is regular television. There's cables on. He moved to Anchorage. He's on the online director and learned of the struggles just up the street from the big commercial television station. He joined the board as one of three directors a year and a half ago. We're all volunteers. We all have day jobs. He's also a drummer with the Hannah Yoder Band. Certainly well known to me. Not. And performs regularly. We have to schedule the building, take tickets, man the concession. At least the building's not dormant. The art gallery hosts regular shows. Performances still take place in the Black Box Theater. Video crews rent the space for film work. He wants people to know that Out North is open. Our finances are stable. We can't buy stuff, but we can pay the bills. We're small, but we can get it done. It turns out they had to get some friends to shovel the flat roof after a heavy snowfall. So all of a sudden, aren't you feeling like we're working for... actually, we shouldn't say that. They don't play anything 24 hours, I don't think. All right, so let's go back. I just thought I would put a little levity into our program today because it's not, you know, it hasn't been all fun and games today. All right, so let's go back to thoughts. There's no bigotry in America because African-American football players get paid a lot of money. Wow, that's an amazing perspective. I mean, look, at least he's telling us what he believes, and all we have to do is point out how many people don't play football, and maybe that will convince him.
Yeah, there's about, 53 players on the roster, 32 teams, so we're talking about 1,600 players.
Of a country of 319 million people.
Yeah, and by the way, not all of those 1,600 players are African-American.
Well, and not all of them are making an average of $1.9 million. No. And no. their time of playing, football players baseball players last a lot longer because they don't get hit in the head. Not to mention concussions. I mean, and blown out knees and all sorts of things.
Average career in the NFL, 3 years, I believe.
And then you've got the lifetime of concussion.
Yep.
Okay.
But at any rate, we continue on with Kathy, and Kathy says, there are too many shootings. I feel it's time for stricter gun control. Hopefully someone will take on the NRA.
Well, the NRA is taking on the NRA, interestingly enough. That idea about people on the watch list being able to buy guns without any waiting period has got the NRA itself. There's a difference between the NRA membership and the NRA leadership, which is not unusual. And there's a difference between Americans and our politicians. There's a difference between union management and union rank and file. So, and that we're a democracy. That's how we sort of say, okay, we're not playing with this anymore.
And then Catherine, in response to Kathy, says, it's not the guns. Bad guys will get the guns regardless. Wake up.
Oh, good. That's what I was hoping to have, is that kind of debate on my website. Keep going.
Robert just says, thanks, Obama.
What does that mean? Is he being facetious or not?
I'm guessing he's being facetious.
It was funny. I was thinking about that today because I was reading his speech about in Dallas. And I thought, I think if I were African-American, that I would be somewhat comforted by the fact that the highest office in the land was a man who shared my skin color. I think I would be comforted about that. Maybe, maybe not, I guess.
Timothy says, very frustrated about the division. I was never taught to pay attention to skin color. I may judge on the clothing they choose, but not their skin color.
As far as I'm concerned, it's their breath and their manners that are going to get me much more before skin color or anything else.
They continue on. I think the more the media and others focus on it, the worse it gets. It's like the placebo effect.
Well, placebo is exactly the opposite, I think, of what you mean, but I get it. There was actually a debate that I was watching, I think, over the weekend that said, has the media made things worse? And I think the media can make things worse. I do.
Matt says, I think 99% of us live, work, and play together just fine. The media likes to focus on the negative.
By definition, yeah. I agree.
Corinne says, I think the media is making things worse. Negative sticks around longer than positive. All media shows is negativity and racism, it seems. I, too, like the comment above, talking about Matt's comment. I may judge clothing choices or body language, but never skin color. I would never hold those judgments of mine against a person. You never know someone until you can at least say hello to them and get to know them. People should see these as reasons to come together, not to divide. I stopped watching the news over 3 months ago because I was tired of the emotional drain. I had been a lot happier until all these recent events that keep everybody buzzing.
I hear you, kiddo. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm calling because I have a question in regards to relationships and where I can kind of go from here. I know you have your one-year rule, and I've had major issues trying to stick to that.
Well, at least you're not alone. All right, tell me what the issue is specifically here, sir.
Okay, well, I feel like I've been in monogamous relationships since I was a teenager. I mean, I'm only 24, but I feel like I've been in one relationship after another.
When did you start dating?
Well, I had a serious boyfriend in high school that I was going out with until college.
All right, so like 17, 18?
Yeah, about that, 16,
okay.
17.
Okay.
And then I dated someone in college from my sophomore year of college until last May. So we were together for almost 5 years.
Okay.
And since then, you know, I've bounced back and forth, you know, with someone else. And I want to be able to be alone, and I want to, you know, get to know myself more.
Good plan.
Completely, you know, solo basis. But I just find myself yearning for that kind of, like, companionship, which I don't really want to have at this point.
Right, so tell me, the conflict is, on the one hand, it sounds to me it's a conflict between your head and your heart, and maybe other organs, that your head says, look, you're going to be better off, you're going to make better choices if you're alone for a while, and the other part of you says, but I'm lonesome, I really want to be with somebody, right?
Right, but I don't know where, I mean, like, I'm a very independent person, I feel like. I'm very goal-oriented, very career-oriented, I have a lot of friends, and I don't know why I keep kind of looking for the next best thing, you know?
Well, are you in a relationship with somebody now?
I just ended a relationship with somebody.
All right, so when you... I thought that was... Okay, so it's been a year.
No, I was still with someone back and forth, on and off, in the last year. Someone else.
All right. So let me just understand this. Okay. So the question is whether or not to break off with this guy that you've been with for 5 years, on and off, for the last year?
No, I broke... Me and the guy from the 5 years have not really had any communication with him the last year. But there was somebody else since then that I was on and off with throughout the last year that I know I need to not be with.
Okay.
I know that.
Like, okay.
I'm very aware of that he deserves more attention than I can give him. And
he's a rebound guy.
Exactly, yes.
Right.
There's always,
he's always
been a rebound guy.
Distill this down to a question for me.
Fill it out to a question for you. How can I, where, I'm kind of trying to, like, I guess, figure out why I feel that I need to be in a monogamous relationship, why I want someone there, and how do I not have them.
All right. Well, I think they're all right. The answer in the first instance is kind of an abstract sociological, sexual response, which says, you know, you've been trained to be somebody's little girl, you know, and somebody's girlfriend, and then somebody's steady date, and yada yada, and you're 24.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you've certainly been socialized into that you did your Barbie bride and everything else, and, you know, everything in society says pair up. So I think that's not particularly surprising. And clearly, are your parents together or not together?
They're together. Happily, that's a different question.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that's not particularly unusual. I think what the conflict is, where the tension is you sort of being willing to try being by yourself for a while. And there are a couple ways of doing that. The obvious, which is probably not going to work terribly well for you, which is to go cold turkey.
Yeah.
To sort of end this relationship, because you know it's not going anyplace, and decide, for example, end it like today, mm-hmm. and decide that you're not going to start going out with anybody till after Halloween.
Okay.
Now, is that enough time? Probably not. But if I say to you a year, you're not going to do it.
Right.
If I say to you, get through the summer, and during the summer, I'm not suggesting you put yourself on house arrest, and I think that's why part of why you may be having the conflict of feeling like, well, if I'm not in a relationship, I have nobody to go to movies with, and I don't have anybody to hang out with, and I'll be up by myself on Saturday night, and you know, I'll become Miss Gooch, and we'll never have a date again. Not so. I mean, it's a great time to work on your abs, work on your relationships with your women friends that you've getting a little flabby, take a course.
Right.
Learn to sail, travel, do some things on your own to prove that, number one, you're okay, number two, you can actually have fun by yourself, and then instead of trying to, exactly as you say, find the next mate, just look for a date, but don't do it now, and sort of maybe date a couple people at the same time, which probably means you're not sleeping with any of them, or you're just sleeping with one of them at a time. I mean, I think that dating, if you can keep it platonic, is a great way of kind of shopping. And shopping, not only that women shop, but that men shop as well, that you really spend some time getting to know who you are, what you want, as opposed to committing to somebody very early on. And I think that part of that is being sexual early on. But what I would suggest you do is kind of in at least two different stages. Number one, decide that for the summer, because it's such a nice kind of emotional time, such an obvious kind of, you know, warm weather and people are out more, and decide that for the summer, I'm just going to hang. You know, I'm not going to see anybody. I'm going to flirt. I'm going to have friends. I'm not going to sleep with anybody. I'm just going to see how that works. And then when it gets a little cooler, when Thanksgiving comes or Halloween comes or whatever, then I'm going to start looking for people to date. But instead of finding one person to date, I'm going to find a number of people to date. I'm going to date, which means that, you know, I'm not going to sleep with them, certainly for a very long time, if ever. And I'm just going to look for some friends and some guys that I kind of like, or something I like about a guy, as opposed to looking for a mate. And see how you do. Because I think that at 16, we have such a limited perspective of who we are, that trying to find somebody to be with gets very complicated. And just see how it works.
Thank you so much. That's really helpful. I mean, I've always found that, like, it's almost like instead of breaking up, I'm trading up. You know, I feel it's always like...
Yeah, it's the trapeze phenomenon. I'm not letting go of one until I can grab onto another.
Yeah.
But it doesn't serve you.
No, it sure doesn't.
And it doesn't serve in the relationship. So just decide, okay, I'm going to do, instead of cold turkey, I guess, do hot dog. You know, I'm not going to do anybody for the summer. And then see in the fall. And if you're getting a little, you know, if you get nervous about it or uncomfortable about it, whatever, call. But I think just, and I keep notes. I think it's a wonderful way of keeping track of your interior monologue of, well, I really miss this, you know, I really miss having somebody. And then we can look and see where your vulnerable times are. For example, is it Saturday night? Or is it, you know, finding a date to a wedding? Or is it, you know, when my friends get engaged? And of course, all of those are pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the point is that once you realize, the whole point of the one-year rule, Sarah, is that you prove to yourself that you're making a choice based on wishes, not needs. And it changes everything.
Yeah. I feel like even at this point, I've always, you know, I've broken up with them for whatever reasons, but I almost feel like at this point, I don't even know really what I'm looking for.
Exactly. Because you're just, you have to figure out who you are first.
Right.
And great, paper and pencil are really useful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joy. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome. I'm around if you need me. Yeah, and my whole, as I mentioned, I wrote Dating for Dummies, and the whole first half of Dating for Dummies is about knowing who you are, because very hard to figure out who you want till you figure out who you are. And you hear me all the time saying, okay, need is a great short-term basis for a relationship. You know, I need a roommate, or I need someone to take me out, or I need someone to buy me dinner, I need someone to give me a place to stay, is really great until somebody supplies it. And then once that need is met, where does the relationship go? Oops. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you need some help, I'm here. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. Okay, my manniness. Can we finish up with this?
Sure. We got a couple more comments left on this issue. One is from Trish, and Trish had a lot to say. Trish says, and he put in quotes, "All lives matter equally. The ongoing practice of differentiating one group's lives over another by race, by sex, or by any other dividing lines is divisive and counterproductive."
So, let me stop you for just a minute right there.
Okay.
So if we said lives matter, maybe that, you know, would I don't know if Black Lives Matter, I mean, how would you feel about that if we said Lives Matter as opposed to Black Lives Matter or any other Lives Matter?
Well,
Is there a need to differentiate that Black Lives Matter?
I think.
And what if we said All Lives Matter?
Well, that's the thing is, I think sometimes all lives do matter.
Yeah.
And they should matter, but I think the message behind Black Lives Matter, and let me first preface this by saying I don't agree with everything that Black Lives Matter has done in terms of just how they've gone about sort of sending out their message, but I think the initial message is that the problem we have right now in this country is that Black people feel disrespected and they feel like they've been sold short and they feel like they've been disregarded and not treated fairly. And
okay.
I think what the message of Black Lives Matter is trying to say is that Black Lives Matter too. Black Lives Matter as well. You know what I mean? I think that's what the message is trying to be. Now, they may not be expressing that message the right way for some people, but That is what the message actually means. That's what Black Lives Matter.
No, I know that.
Means.
But would it facilitate anything to say all lives matter? Do you think that would make things better or worse?
I don't know because the idea is that all lives do matter. All lives are supposed to matter. And I don't know. It's just
the question is whether saying Black Lives Matter is a divisive. I mean, I'm certainly not arguing with the premise.
Right.
But does the term itself mean is it a term that encourages divisiveness as opposed to compromise or consideration or discussion?
It probably does. But it shouldn't.
Lots of things shouldn't.
Right.
If the world was the way we'd want it, we wouldn't have to remind anybody that lives matter at all.
Yeah. And I think the big problem is that the message behind it is being lost. Because I think a lot of people think that when somebody says Black Lives Matter, that they're saying that Black Lives Matter and no other lives do matter.
Well, see, that's my concern. Is
right.
If by we're not arguing with the theory behind it, but how the interpretation. If I say, I'm just trying to think. If I'm an example doesn't make a difference. If what I'm trying to do, and let me just give you an example from the caller who said, I said, all right, you know, pretend that I'm your friend that made, as far as you're concerned, a really bigoted, hurtful comment, and she said, I find your comment offensive. And I said, that won't work. And I wasn't arguing that she found it offensive. I wasn't arguing that it was offensive. I was arguing that if what her goal was to reach some consensus and educate her friend about how this felt, she was going about it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying in this particular case is if we say Black Lives Matter, and someone can then say, well, does that mean white don't or police don't or Chinese don't or Muslim don't, does that facilitate or work against what we're trying to do, which is have people consider what the experience feels like in this particular case to Black men, because I think that's a large part of what we're talking about. And I'm saying if you have the right idea and the wrong slogan, you're not really moving your movement ahead very much. All right, so keep going, because that's what I'm saying, is that I don't argue with the premise, but the wording seems to me to be unnecessarily inflammatory and divisive.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite of what I'm sure well-meaning people are trying to say. They're not saying my life is more important than yours. They're saying lives matter. That differentiating or discriminating or being violent towards somebody on the basis of something over which they have no control is just plain dumb and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so keep going.
Let's see, where did I leave off at?
That was the first sentence.
Such systematic and discriminatory practices are counterproductive, although the historical grievance of systematic targeting, imprisonment, and killings of the less powerful in a community and the unjust practice blaming the victim are true. Cumulatively, those who make the laws, who enforce the laws, and who interpret the laws and judge, and the media and schools who reinterpret events over decades and generations are responsible for the culture we live in. The people who govern must always hold themselves accountable for their decisions, actions, and rhetoric, because they are the only ones which can get away with lethal use of force. If the police, our leaders, caseworkers, or special interest groups, or just their bad apples, appears to be above the law or are not impartial, then those governing incite citizens to seek justice by their own hands. If those who govern labels the killings of racism, terrorism, or domestic violence to perpetuate funding streams, but those who govern do not insist on just enforcement of laws, then they incite violence and they eventually radicalizes their...
Well, I don't think they incite violence per se, but they enable violence. I think that's the problem. It's why I am kind of in favor of the justice who stood up and said, you can't use somebody's cell phone to locate where they are without a search warrant. That's an invasion of privacy, and I think that takes a certain amount of courage in these days of, if not witch hunting, pretty damn close to it, of saying that the ends justify the means. I'm not sure that the ends ever justify the means. I think that's a slippery slope that gets you in serious jeopardy. And I think because if we say, which I think one of my respondents did, and I think it's a valuable and compassionate and important statement of saying, one person pulled the trigger and a whole bunch of people came together to decry it. I think we have to say the same thing. We have to give the cops more or less the same sort of leeway, that most cops are not racist, even though there's certainly a system that has been in place for a long time that, if not encouraging racism, certainly allows it. And the fact that, and you could say, well, some police departments are reforming voluntarily, but police chiefs, for example, came out and said, too many guns. Police chiefs. All over the country, that that there are an awful lot of police forces that are now requiring cameras on cops. So the idea of being able, and you have to remember, 50 years ago, we're talking rubber hoses and hitting people with telephone books.
Uh-huh.
Now, do I think that the ubiquity of cell phones has contributed to it? Yes. But so what? So whatever contributes to it, it's moving us in a direction of increased responsibility and increased, I suppose responsibility is where the word I want. And I think most cops are not racist, and most cops are not bigots, and most cops are not violent psychopaths. Do I think that some are racist, sexist, violent psychopaths? Yeah. But are they the majority? No. And they're probably not even playing in the NFL. That was a side comment, sorry.
Then the last one here from Tyrone, and Tyrone says, show appreciation daily to police officers for the high risk profession they choose to enter, or they chose to enter. One can respect police officers collectively based on their role in society without respecting or disrespecting any individual police officer who may not be behaving in a manner worthy of respect during the moment, the bad apples in any institution or group.
Well spoken. I think the only thing I would add to that is that there has been historically a notion of the blue line, the thin blue line, and cops deciding that one of the ways to get really ostracized is to out a cop who's corrupt or who's violent or who's sexist or racist. And I think that has to stop, not only for the sake of society, but for the sake of the respect of the police department or vice versa. And that it takes courage to out your fellow officers. But I think it's a time where courage should be rewarded. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, I told Manny not to let Judy sleep today rather than explaining that she was going to give her regards to Broadway. This is off Broadway. It's down at the Culture Project on Bleecker Street. It's called Simon Says, starring Brian Murray, who I have interviewed him a number of times because he does a lot of Edward Albee plays, and they usually have me do the talk back on those plays. And I actually was at a spa with him a couple of years ago, so he was about to play the Pope. And he's one of those actors that he's South African, I think, and he has this great voice, and he has this wonderful hair. And he plays a retired professor – who wants to prove the existence of the soul by studying a young man who seems to have the gift of being a channeler, which is not the same as a psychic. It actually says, I think, in the press release, it's a psychic, but it's not, and they make a very clear distinction in the play, that he channels a mysterious entity named Simon. And that's played by Anthony Gose. And he says, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of it. And all of a sudden, and Brian says, well, but there's this interviewer that's coming here, and, you know, just do this once. And so he says, no, I'm not going to do it. And he's on his way out. And the interviewer shows up, who's actually not the interviewer, but the interviewer's niece, who's played by Vanessa Britting. And she's a young widow whose husband was killed, and she wants to know why. And it's interesting. I saw a play about 6 or 7 years ago that had a similar premise of a young woman trying to figure out her husband was killed on patrol in Iraq, and she wanted to know why. And for me, the interesting thing about that play was sometimes you're never going to know why, and why doesn't bring anybody back. I also saw a play or a movie today called Order of Disappearance that sort of looks at the same more or less question with a completely different answer. When I reviewed this, I said that whether or not you like this play is going to depend on how much you believe in reincarnation and past life regression. If you believe in it, you'll probably like this play. If you don't, you're going to view it as 90 minutes of vague hogwash. And the idea is that were all these people related in a previous life? Is there such a thing as reincarnation? How come we don't remember it? And all of those questions have been looked at in other plays and other movies and other writing. So, as I said, whether I love Brian Murray. I'd watch him read the phone book. But whether or not you like this play is really going to depend on how much you invest in the notion of reincarnation. We should actually ask that on Facebook. Do you believe in reincarnation? Well, except we can't, yes or no. What are your thoughts about reincarnation? Let's put that up, okay, Bammy?
Sure.
There was also another question that I had. Oh, the other question that came up to mind today, having talked about all the things we talked about, is what do you think the most important part of your growing up was, positive or negative? Okay? Because we talked about your dad. We talked about this woman from India. Talked a little bit about my experience on Thanksgiving. So, and I think that if I'm a psychologist, which of course I am, that sort of having people look at their history may not be a bad idea. So for Simon Says, If you believe or are fascinated by the notion of reincarnation and past life regression, you'll probably like this. If you don't, you probably won't. So the acting is okay, but it's the premise that's either going to appeal to you or be sort of in the vague notion of hogwash. So, but what can I tell you? Already 855-993-7569. We have time for a quick email or program director question here.
Sure. Let's go with the program director question.
Okay.
This one came from
quicker.
This one came from Victoria, and Victoria says, "Dr. Joy, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the movie Love Actually. I would like to hear your comments on a vignette of a girl who is devoted to her brother with a disability to the detriment of her relationship with her boyfriend."
You know, that's interesting that that's the vignette you pull out of that, of Love Actually. I love that movie. And I'll tell you what I pulled out of it, Love Actually may be the world's best. Do you know what a TAT is? It's a thematic apperception test, like an ink block. Okay. And the whole idea of those kind of examples, or they'll show you a picture of something and you tell the story, is that they have no inherent meaning. And so by you describing what's going on or what you see in the ink blot or what the story is behind the picture, the psychologist or the person who's evaluating it can find out a little bit more about who you are. So the vignette I pulled out was the idea of Emma Thompson opening up the gloves that she thought was a piece of jewelry that Alan Rickman had bought for his secretary. So I guess all of us pick different kinds of things. and Hugh Grant plays the Prime Minister. I love the movie. The soundtrack, I think, is wonderful. I've probably seen the movie four or five times. And as you see at the end, which is not giving away a whole lot about the movie, the secretary who devotes herself to her brother rather than to Hugh, or to her current boyfriend, I think is resolved at the end because Hugh is just such a great guy. I think our priorities, finding balance in our life is a difficult kind of thing to do. And I think our priorities shift. There are times that we feel completely inundated by an issue, whether it's a child, a sibling, a parent. And it would seem to me that part of what we need to, how we evaluate that experience and that immersion is what it costs us, what it's worth, and most importantly, believe it or not, how it affects the other person. Because you hear me all the time talking about people who have a child who has some either emotional difficulties or physical difficulties and say how that making them self-sufficient is a very difficult task just problematically. But if you don't, at some point you're not going to be there, which means that they will be, in theory, if at least a responsibility, if not a burden to someone else. And teaching them some level of self-sufficiency and helping them to become the most independent they can is difficult stuff. But it's an investment not only in their future, but in the balance in your life. And I deal with caretakers all the time who experience burnout. And so my take on that is that we all need to find a balance, and that balance will shift with time. It will shift with who the responsibility is, how much the responsibility is. But we have to make sure that we're not wrapping ourselves in martyrdom, because martyrdom looks great on vellum. It will not work as a lifestyle. So, but neither will the guilt that is the response to completely washing our hands of things. So what we have to do is find the balance. That balance will change and evolve, but it needs to take into account all sides of the equation, which is, I guess, what we were kind of talking about today as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.